That real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on.
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
Friends to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
Reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What?
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
See, this is the shit I be talking about.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game? What I really want? What I really want? Bad or die?
You see what I did?
That's the fucking 50-50 minus.
That's it. Yeah.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Levy, purple flame down there, the pilot light.
It did it.
Look at that horse.
I like candy.
And they glory in such filth.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, hey, Frakes. Tim Henson with you, back to kick off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. Special thanks goes out to Double J for today's Reading Rainbow intro. And I gotta say thanks to TJ in Chicago. He's the first person to create a brand new Distorted View intro. That was TJ's work. Very good job, TJ. Yes, applause and everything. Listen, I've got a lot to talk about today. We kick things off with Victoria Jackson. Now, a couple weeks ago on the program, I introduced you to the cunts known as the Politichicks, a conservative womanly talk show. That's a roundtable discussion where they just, I don't know what they do. They just, I don't know what they do. What do the Politichicks do? They just talk out of their ass, pretty much. How does one describe what the Politichicks are, right? Victoria Jackson is back in the news after Todd Akin said, you know, mentioned legitimate rape and how, you know, women can't get pregnant if they are actually for real rape because their bodies will just shut that fucking cum down, right? Block it out. Victoria Jackson came back and said, look, here's a quote. The Todd Akin thing was so blown out of proportion. It's a joke, Jackson said. How many times do people get pregnant from rape? It's point. She's done some research. Professor, doctor, researcher, Victoria Jackson. 0.001% of women who get raped get pregnant. She goes on to say, I read a lot of articles. I know people because I'm 53. I know a lot of people, and I've actually never known anyone who got pregnant from being raped. How many of the people you know? Well, let's say you know thousands of people. How many of those people, A, got raped? You know what I mean? I don't know anyone who's gotten raped. I usually stop talking to them once I'm finished raping them. She understands basic anatomy. She says, if there's a boy baby inside of me, he has a penis. That's not my body. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about here. Apparently she did an interview. I'm reading this from Gawker, by the way. She did an interview with Sirius, and that's one of the quotes. If there's a boy baby inside of me, he has a penis. That's not my body. Maybe because, you know, you shouldn't rape because pro-choice women say, hands off my body. Well, it's not my body if the little baby has a penis. She says, I don't think people should identify themselves by their sexual life. My identity is in Christ. Oh, Lord. Listen, we know Victoria Jackson is batshit crazy, bananas. I've got another example here of the Politichicks just to prove that she's nuts. The girls today, just sitting around, gossiping, chatting, they're talking about Obama and the birth certificate. Yes, this is still a thing, right? The black Politichick, I don't know her name, but she's the black one, asked an important question. Who cares? And Victoria Jackson has an answer.
Stop. But here's a question. Why does it matter?
Matter.
Well, I don't like lying and false identities. He has a false identity.
He's not an American.
Oh,
I don't
Lord.
Care about a piece of paper. He's not an American. He doesn't have American values. He doesn't. He has
the
a mysterious
communist.
Background. He has a passport from Connecticut with different aliases yeah. on it.
Connecticut kind of sounds like Kenya, doesn't it? The plot thickens. All right, let's continue on here.
His best friend, William Ayers, is an expert at false identities. He was on the run for mm-hmm. being a terrorist for many years.
And Obama's besties with a terrorist. Yes, we all know that as well.
It matters to me because I don't like being lied to.
Mm.
Basically, everything he's done as a communist could be legally, what
Come
do you call
on,
it?
Bring it home. Legally.
Help me out, girls.
Well, it would be treason if we
treason. Now we're up to treason.
Every law that he's done could be
every law that he's done. Okay, yes. They're sounding brilliant right now. Another home run from the politicons.
Every law that he's done could be revoked.
Yeah, all of his executive orders.
That girl who just spoke is the dumbest. I don't know who thought she would be good on a talk show. She doesn't speak. She doesn't enunciate. She just sort of pipes in, kind of. She's definitely on some sort of, like, lewds or something. And she kind of sounds like a tranny, I must say. All right, look, enough of Victoria Jackson. I just thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, she's a birther and she's still at it. Legitimate rape crap. Moving on. Do you guys remember in the 90s, I guess late 90s, there was this group called Aqua, and they had, like, one hit. They had that song Barbie Girl. I'm a Barbie girl. In the Barbie world, it's fantastic, made of plastic, or whatever. That's probably the lyrics. I was just kind of making it up in my head, but I think that's right. I read the most insane thing about this stupid group. All right, so I was at the gym. This was a while ago. I think this is back when I was a member of Bally's, Total Fitness. I don't even know if that place still exists anymore, but they locked me into like a two-year agreement. I went to the gym like twice, but one of the times I went to the gym, they were playing this ridiculous song, and I was like, what? What is this? The song was called Cartoon Heroes, right? Here we go. This is a little bit of Cartoon Heroes. And I later found out it was Aqua who sang it. Should have known.
We are what we're supposed to be.
Like,
illusions of your fantasy.
It's kind of sounds like Barbie Girl, right?
Thoughts and lines that speak and say what we do.
There's like that, you know, there's the main girl, that girl, and then there's that other, there's like a guy with like a deep voice who's supposed to be like Ken, like, come on, Barbie, let's go party. Right? So that guy makes an appearance, too, in this song, obviously.
We are the Carla Symphony.
Right. So I read this article about Aqua, because I was wondering, like, are they still around? I haven't heard from them. Not that I particularly care, but I get on these fits where I want to just Wikipedia things, right? So I found out that this Cartoon Heroes was sung by Aqua, looked them up, and I read this article, and the band broke up. Do you want to know the reason why the band broke up? They weren't fighting. There wasn't some sort of like shakeup, you know, with their record label. They ran out of things to sing about. That's what they said. Like, look, we literally have nothing else to say or to sing about. We sang about Barbie dolls. We sang about comic books. What more is there, really? It blew my mind that that's the reason why they broke up. You know, like, we couldn't think of anything else. And really, like, I think they came out with like two albums, and they couldn't find enough material for a third. But interestingly enough, a couple years ago, they came out with a greatest hits album, which is like Barbie Girl, and then like the radio edit of Barbie Girl, and then like the dance mix of Barbie Girl. I've never once, aside from that one time at the gym listening to Cartoon Heroes, ever heard an Aqua song before. This is Barbie Girl.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Laughing plastic. It's fantastic. You can
I'm pretty sure. show got incredibly gay, and for Distorted View, that is an amazing feat. You know, I'm pretty sure on the show we've played the German version of Barbie Girl before. Here's just a little taste of that. I think it sounds better, quite frankly. Oh, it's such a pretty language, German.
Ich hoffe, ihr bent.
Ich heiße Muffy, ich bin lecker weif. Metzen, Humor, Life. Ich kann von Zunen, lecken an Zunen. Mit meinem blonden Haar krieg ich alles vor Ogar. Gelder ringen, lots of ding.
You know why they talk like that? Because they're all into scat. You know, I'm always playing German scat on the show. They've got, that's what they sound like when they talk. They've got a, like a clay-like turd in their mouth. They can't talk.
Neben under in der Maling Frauen holt das.
Right.
Achter vor das. Soccer stopper. Der Bleicher
stopper.
You
get the idea. So there you go, Aqua. As a matter of fact, I think they may have reunited since in the last few years. So we might hear some new stuff from Aqua. I'm sure there's a lot to sing about now. Furbies are coming back. I'm sure they could write a whole song about that. What are kids like? Because that's pretty much what they... That was in their wheelhouse, right? That's pretty much what they stuck to. Comic books, Barbie dolls. They have a song called Happy Boys and Girls.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Every song sounds the same. The girl, you know, starts with like a little song, right? She starts off, and then the guy comes in with da 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 da.
Be happy.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Be happy.
They could barely fill two albums before they were tapped out. All right, thank you, Aqua, for your many years of entertainment. Dedication, really. Service as well, whatever. All right, listen, I have got a clip here of some gay porn. Of course I do. Wouldn't be an episode of Distorted View without some gay porn, right? TJ, who did today's theme song, sent this along to me and said there is some fantastically bad acting in this clip. And he quotes it with his friend all the time. So let's take a listen to... Oh, and I'm actually going to record this and put it on the sideshow for you. Sideshow for
what have you done? What do you call this?
Oh, well, I should explain what's going on here. There's an electrician working in some guy's apartment or basement or something. I don't know. And I guess he's working on installing an electrical box. So here we go. And scene.
What have you done? What do you call this?
I cut a hole for the electrical box.
A box is square, not a circle.
It's round.
So?
So, haven't you ever seen an electrical box? It's rectangular.
No, I suck dick for a living. I'm sorry. I'm not used to these shapes. What is rectangle? I'm not familiar with it. I'm familiar with a dirty asshole.
What? This won't work?
The only thing that...
Balls. I can tell you what balls look like.
Rectangular.
What? This won't work?
The only thing this is going to work for is a glory hole.
There's always that moment in porn. They can be having a very innocent conversation, and then it turns really dirty. And I think that was the key word there, glory hole. Now things are going to get very sexual here.
This is going to work for is a glory hole.
Yeah. A glory hole.
A glory hole? What's that?
Where the hell did Jack find you anyway?
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Figures. Well, you just go put your face up to that opening, and I'll show you what a glory hole is used for.
Don't do it! It's a trap! All right, what's going to happen? He's looking through the glory hole. And then...
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's the worst O face ever. You've got, oh, I hope you got, if you're not Sideshow Freaks, you gotta sign up right now because I'm going to display, I'm gonna post this video and it looks like the guy, we've moved on from the glory hole here. I think it started at the glory hole and then the guy walked around and promptly sat on the dude's penis because it looks like he's riding him. You just see his face though, and that face is so gross. I can't, how could you look at that? while you're having sex. Yeah. He looks retarded. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. There you go. Well, wow. Thank you very much, TJ, for whatever that was. The glory hole. Not a glory rectangle. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yep, first batch of merchandise went out. T-shirts. So if you ordered your T-shirts last week, you should be getting yours relatively soon. Not probably not today because it's Memorial or Labor Day, but you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. If you want your Distorted View T-shirt, order right now because we've got a dwindling supply, very few in certain sizes. So go to jagoo.net, pick out something you like. We've got Satan Away shirts, Bristol 7 shirts, posters, all that sort of good stuff. And I will get yours out this Friday. I'll be sending out another shipment. So go there right now, jagoo.net. There's a link on distortedview.com as well. Don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. I'll be posting some exclusive video today. Tomorrow we've got an extended show. And don't forget, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. It is Distorted View's member site. That's what ensures this program continues. So if you like it, if you like the show, if you like the stupidity, support it. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Italy, or as my mom calls it, Italy. I don't know why. It bugs the hell out of me. She doesn't realize there's an A in there. Or so. It's I-T-L-Y in my mom's mind. No, Italy. It doesn't annoy me as much as my aunt. My aunt says Warsh. My mom at least knows how to pronounce that. Isn't that weird? Like, my mom and her sister grew up in the same household, obviously. And one of the girls says Wash and the other says Warsh. I thought it was like you know, kind of like a southern dialect. They like, you know, depending on what part of the country you're in, some people might pronounce the mysterious invisible R in Wash, but no, I don't understand where that comes from. And my mom says Italy. All right, whatever. An Italian woman who signed up to a bizarre contract promising total sexual and mental submission to her husband is now suing him for divorce and mistreatment after 7 years of quote-unquote slavery. Look, no takesy-backsies. You signed a contract. In a pact reminiscent of the eroticism featured in the bestseller 50 Shades of Grey. You know why this is not considered eroticism when it happens in real life? Because you married the man. Sex is not hot after you get married, right? What? I'm going to be your slave? No, that's not how it's going to work. In a pact reminiscent of the eroticism featured in the bestseller 50 Shades of Grey and the notorious novel The Story of O, the saleswoman signed the explicitly worded agreement with her then-boyfriend in 2004. See? Probably right after they met. The sex was hot. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to me. I'm going to be your fucking little slut slave. Right? And then now they're married. She's got to cook for him. She's got to clean for him. I don't want to fucking be your slave in the bedroom. You're not fucking touching me there. All right. They married in 2006, but the relationship eventually fell apart, and the couple separated last year. The woman, now age 31, has shown the two-page contract to her lawyers to support her demands for a divorce and accusations of physical abuse. Well, was it in the contract? You agreed to it, you stupid bitch. She also accuses her former partner of stalking her since their split. The contract stipulated that she be considered a slave to her husband. It's right there in black and white, written in blood. A property manager who was 10 years older than her. He was referred to throughout the contract as her padrone or master. Okay. Neither has been named publicly because the case is before the courts. Quote, the slave agrees to obey and to offer herself for the satisfaction of the desires of her master. I need to start like whipping up contracts for, you know, anyone who is silly enough to sleep with me. I want there to be, you know, confidentiality. No one's allowed to know that you've slept with me. That's really to protect you. I also want a non-compete agreement. You're not allowed to have sex with anyone up to 6 months after I bang you. In case I change my mind and I want seconds. All right. So someone help me out. If you're a lawyer, start. I want a contract. All right, where are we at here? The slave agrees to place her body at her master's disposition to be used at his pleasure. Any infraction would be punished, the contract stipulated, and the woman expected to accept the penalty with humility. As part of the unusual accord, the husband agreed that he would not subject his wife to poop. Right, no scat play, no poop eating, no bestiality, no asphyxia. Look, they came into an agreement. She signed off on this. He probably asked her, what are your list of, you know, won'ts? And she probably said, look, I am not going to eat your turds, right? So she agreed to everything. Everything else, though, fair play. All right, so no asphyxiation or restriction of breathing, branding by fire, any activities involving weaponry, right? No jousting-like weapons, and no nude sword fighting, and any acts in general which could permanently mark her physically. It also stipulated that if during their sadomasochistic sex sessions the husband went too far, the woman could call a halt to the activity by using two agreed signals. Oh, safe words. I'm always interested in, like, what people's safe words are. All right, either saying the safe word Mario, right? So if he's doing something to her that she doesn't like, right? If he's fucking her too hard, maybe fisting her or something, and she can't take it, she just goes, it's-a-me, a Mario! Or banging her hand three times against the nearest surface, I guess if her mouth is, you know, in use. The husband, now age 41, argues that she signed the pact entirely of her own volition and their activities were always consensual. So there you go. I think his defense is rock solid. So there you go. All right, second story we have for you today. Police in Ann Arbor take a man's phone call about prostitution, specifically a price dispute. Right. He was upset. He was under the impression that this prostitute would price match other whores. It's like Best Buy. All right. Police in Ann Arbor say they took a call from a man who was upset that the price he agreed to pay for prostitution services had increased unexpectedly. That's, you know, that's the risk of, you know, messing around with prostitutes. AnnArbor.com reports police were called to a home late Wednesday on a report of robbery. Police say the 45-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman he had contacted online agreed on a price, but the man claims that she upped the cost after taking his money. I guess it all depends on, you know, what services were rendered. I don't think if you're a prostitute you can up the price if, you know, if your guy is, you know, if the guy you have to have sex with is uglier than you thought he was going to be. No, I'm sorry. This is going to cost you $400, not $300. Police say the woman was arrested and the man wasn't taken into custody. You mean to tell me the police actually helped this guy? According to the investigators, the man and woman gave vastly different accounts of what happened. The case is under investigation, and prosecutors will determine any possible charges. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, this one comes from Point Marion, which is in Pennsylvania. Dinner time at one home got out of hand when the man of the house decided that he didn't like what was served. It was probably not just the baked rather than fried chicken that set George Rome up. That's why he was upset. He started punching people because he was having baked, not fried chicken. He's usually an easygoing guy, says Rome's mother, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. The dispute started in the kitchen of a home on Morgantown Street. They didn't do it right, and George got mad, referring to the food. Rome's mother says he was unhappy, beginning with the peas and corn. It all started with the side dishes. It started over the vegetables because they usually put them in a bowl in the microwave. That's what he likes. Microwave vegetables. After the chicken was served, Rome cried foul. I think he was already mad about something. He said the chicken was dry. Well, he needs to have Ms. Peach make some chicken. Fry that chicken.
Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken.
Fry that chicken. Oh, silly Negroes.
Everybody want a piece of my chicken.
They know how to do it. I love that this is considered news. All right, so he was unhappy with the chicken. This is when matters got physical. She picked up a chair and threw it at him, and that's what made him mad because she hit him, Carolyn said. The food fight spilled from the kitchen to the sidewalk, drawing neighbors and police. Rome was arrested, and so were Jason and Dottie Jaggy, Rome's son and daughter-in-law. Rome is in the Fayette County Jail on charges of simple assault and harassment. Jason and Dottie Jaggy are now housed in the Greene County Jail on charges unrelated to the incident. Fortunately, though, no one was hurt. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. Yes, real quick, I promised Bill I would mention what he's up to. Bill is a freak. He's a listener of the program, and he's incredibly talented. He's a cartoonist, I guess, or, you know, he illustrates comic books. I guess that's called a cartoonist, right? But he's very good. You should definitely check out some of his work. If you go on Distorted View's Reddit, I think he has a link to some of his artwork. You can do, like, Google searches for some of his comic books. One of them, I think the one that he's working on right now is called Double Jumpers. And then prior to that, I think he did Thunder Chicken or Thunder Chickens or something. But just look at the artwork. If you need further proof, he is the guy who designed the T-shirts over there at Jagu.net, all the stuff that I'm selling. He designed the DV Tranny logo. He has done a lot of the trading cards and everything. He is super, super talented. And he is doing some, like, commission work now. So I think, like, for $50 or $100, he'll draw whatever you want. I think he'll do, like, a character version of you or something. Very cool. Go on distortedview.reddit.com. He has a post, and it pretty much spells out everything that he's willing to do. One of the cool things he's doing for us is, you know that if you go on distortedview.com, you'll see distortedview written in orange and, you know, some crazy font or whatever. And the O is like an evil-looking O face, right? He's working on that and going to create kind of a more stylized version of that as kind of like a logo for Distorted View, which is kind of cool because I know a lot of people like the DV Tranny Bunny Crush, but don't want, you know, don't necessarily want a poster or merchandise with a tranny on it. I can understand that. Or a tattoo. You know, some people have gotten Distorted View tattoos, and they don't want a tranny. So hopefully this might be a little more appropriate, right? An evil-looking face. So Bill's working on that. So thank you very much, Bill. If you want to contact him, all of his contact information is on that Reddit post. All right. Now let's get into some voicemails here.
Jim, this is Clint Eastwood. Happy fucking birthday, motherfucker.
I thought it was Virgin Sex Pet.
Jagu.
Jagu, Clint Eastwood. I was very impressed with your Republican National Convention speech with the empty chair.
Okay, Timothy.
Fucking senile old man.
I'm like a few beers deep, and this is my fourth time trying to record this voice message. I'm just going
to
keep...
It's not that hard to talk into a phone. I don't know what your problem is.
It's simple.
You're drunk.
I'm starting to ramble.
Oh, okay.
Chris Gethard Show, G-E-T-H-A-R-D. It's boring and dull as shit unless you're on something or you've had a few drinks.
Never
like
heard
I
of
have.
It.
Then, for some reason, it's like a Primus music video. You just have to watch it, and it becomes so interesting for no reason whatsoever. It's on a public access show from, like, New York City, and it's not adult-oriented.
Okay.
Like most of the freaks, I'm guessing, who just like to watch random.
What's the name of it? What did he say it was called?
This is definitely it. So go check it out. And as for you, Timothy, you're beautiful. You're fucking beautiful.
I am beautiful. No matter what they say, words won't bring me down. No, no, no. I'm like the anorexic girl looking in the mirror in the video.
Chested weasel.
Or the fat girl eating potato chips,
okay,
whatever.
Timothy, this is me reattempting a voicemail.
Oh, Lord. Again, no.
Tim, this is Loyal Science member Wooby. Holy crap. I'm a few days behind, but I just heard you mention your Alabaster Blaster.
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome. I
Thank
almost
you.
Lost control of my car listening to you.
Yeah.
That's the next name of
That's what I call my little guy.
My band. That's my porn name. That's my wrestling name. That's the name of a dildo from Adam and Eve. That's what I'm going to call
I have that copyrighted.
Oh, my penis.
And trademarked. No one can use Alabaster Blaster.
That's friggin' hilarious. Thank
All right,
you very
thank
much.
Thank you very much. It's, you know, what I do.
Jagoo, Tim Jagoo, Haley's Comet calling up with some very important information. Bill Clinton was having orgasms. Orgasms in my pussy.
All right, that's not Haley's. Haley's Comet does not talk about his pussy.
Ultra lifetime sideshow freak Jesus.
Whoa. How does one become an alt? Maybe that's something I should start offering. That was going to be lifetime member and then ultra lifetime member. By the way, if you sign up for the sideshow, how about this? I've got an incredible amount of bumper stickers. Specifically, hold on, let me get it here. I've got tons of these just lying around. I've got some of the freak oval bumper stickers, right? Which you could put on, you know, your car or whatever, your MacBook if you're a hipster. But I've got tons of these things, these big square black stickers that have two little white ribbons. And it says, "I support mandatory euthanasia of the elderly." So, look, if you sign up for the sideshow right now, I will send you, and you give me your address, I will send you some of these just because I want to get rid of them. Hold on. Let me just show you. I'm showing the camera here because, like I said, I am recording. I've got all of these to give away. There's got to be a couple hundred here at least. So, yeah, if you want a couple bumper stickers or whatever these things are, they work on your car. I don't know if they're specifically bumper stickers, but they are like vinyl-y. And I had one on the back of my car for a long time, so I had this freak one. So yeah, if you sign up, a little perk there for you. How about that? Sign up, for Christ's sakes. And finally,
hey Tim, it's Jason from the Jason Show. Actually, no, it's not. It's XYZ.
Funny you should mention that. Like, this call came in, obviously, like a week or two ago because I'm so behind. And then I just checked my Facebook and someone else was asking what happened to Jason, one of my nemesises, my nemesi.
Hey, so I wanted to tell you about something I did a couple months ago, like during school.
Yes.
And I was late to tell you on. Basically, what happened was we had to do like debates in class or whatever. And my debate was the mandatory euthanasia of the elderly.
Hey!
So I got to stand up in front of like 45 kids maybe and
bumper
just
sticker.
Talk about how I think old
Look.
People should be euthanized. And I should have called you to ask you for tips, but
trading
just,
cards,
I
too.
Forgot. You know, it was really good. Everybody was pretty shocked and appalled with me.
I wish you would have recorded that or something.
And, you know, I've tried to cool with the teacher, but the teacher really
is old.
Regardless, thanks a lot for the show. Fuck
it's irregardless.
See you later. Bye.
Learn how to speak, idiot. All right. I'm also displaying on the camera right now. I found a couple packs of the Distorted View trading cards. So these are collectible items. If anyone wants to give me hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a pack of these, I will send it off to you as well. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGUIDE. It's OGUIDE.
Glory. What's that?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Every day was so wonderful. And suddenly, it's hard to breathe. Now and then, I get insecure from the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down. Oh, I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring me down. Oh, no. So don't you bring me down, down. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Yeah, yeah. To all your friends, you're delirious, so consumed in all you do. Trying hard to feel that emptiness, the peace is gone.
do. We sing that song inside of me until it becomes full. And everywhere we go, this time will always shine. But tomorrow I wake, I'm out of the sight. Cause we are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can bring me down. Ooh, we are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can bring us down. So don't you bring me down today. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't you bring me down today. You bring me down.
So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?